Today's daf is Psachim, daf Ayin Aleph, 71, as we get into, continue in Parak Eilu Dvarim, here in the sixth parak in Miseches Psachim, and we are four lines from the bottom, Amar Ula Amar Abelazar. We just have been speaking about different halachas of Chagigas Yudala. That was yesterday's discussion, Chagigas Yudala, Chagigas Tesvav, the two types of Chagigas that we learned about that are brought in conjunction with Pesach, one in conjunction with the Yantif of Pesach, which is like the Chagiga that's brought in the context of Sukkot and Shavuos as well. And then we had the unique Chagiga, the Chagigas Yudala, that was brought along with the Karban Pesach. And yesterday's discussion was how close of a connection is there between the Chagigas Yudalid and the Karban Pesach, in terms of which type of animal, in terms of how it's prepared, in terms of the all the elements involved. And the Rishonim even added on more. The Gemara spoke about the Isser of Shviras Etzem. Does that apply? What about the Minya of the Zrikos? We said the Tosas discusses. And then we add the unusual story on the Vayinim Abeis about a certain Tana that left the area in order to make sure that he wasn't around, because he didn't want to be held accountable from Eliyahu HaNavi in terms of the Chagiga. He thought it should be Docha Shabbos. And the other Rabbanan held that it was not. That's why he went to get out of the situation of the mitzvah. Right? We usually have the opposite hashkafa. We usually say we try to put ourselves into the situation of mitzvos. Moshe Rabbeinu, the last amud in the first parak of Maseches Sota, where Moshe Rabbeinu is bargaining, trying to get into Eretz Yisrael, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, sorry, and the Gemara says, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go in so badly? What, to eat from the delicious fruit of the Peros Ginosar near Tveria? No, he wanted to do the mitzvahs. He wanted to do the mitzvahs are Tulias Baretz. What do you want to do the mitzvahs? He was Pater, so he didn't do the mitzvahs. Okay, so what was so bad? It wasn't like you had to fulfill them and he couldn't. He was Pater. The answer is no. Moshe Rabbeinu had a taiva to be in the situation to do the mitzvah. It wasn't just trying to get out of it. And that's the Karban Pesach attitude. Even though they were Pater, but still, they had the attitude they wanted to be in. And that's where Moshe Feinstein also writes in Parshas Vayera why Avraham Avinu was so upset. It wasn't that there were guests that he could not take in. There were no guests. So what was he so upset about? He was upset that he couldn't be in the situation of doing the mitzvah, right? And that is the attitude that we have, right? If you remember, the Gemara in Brachas tells us that there were some that were ma'arimin, that were ma'arim al tfuasam. They used to take their tfua in through the windows, through on top, so there wouldn't be a chiyuv of shumas and maestros. That's called a ha'arama, because it is going out of the normal situation of chiyuvs. That was all those sources are the opposite of what Yehuda ben Dursai did with his son in order to get out of the mitzvah. He might have done it l'shem shemayim, but he was against what the other Rabbanan of the generation felt, that it should not be done. Okay, now we continue four lines from the bottom. Amar Ula, Amar Balazar. So we are going to have now two versions of what Balazar said. First, we're going to have Ula, Amar Balazar, and then you'll see in about 20 lines, we will have Ravin, Amar Balazar. Two opposite statements. So first, Ula. Amar Ula, Amar Balazar relates to something that came up yesterday. Shlamim Sheshachtan Me'erev Yantif. A shlamim that was shechted on Erev Yantif. A shlamim that was shechted on Erev Yantif. It was not shechted on Yantif. It was shechted Erev Yantif. So, could you make use of this at all on Yantif for any purpose? Says this first version of Rabbi Elazar, no. Einu yotzei b'en lo mishum simcha v'lo mishum chagiga. Those are two out of the three karbanas that we mentioned yesterday that you mechuyev to bring on Yantif. Remember, we have the olas re'iyah that's not being discussed here. That for sure can't work as, because a shlamim can't be an ola. Okay, then the Gemara doesn't have to say that. You're a chiyev to bring an olas re'iyah. What about the other two? You have a chiyev to bring a karban chagiga every Yantif and a karban shalmei simcha, as was discussed. So, can this shlamim that you shechted on Erev Yantif, can that work for either of the karbanos of Yantif? Says his first version, no, it cannot. Mishum simcha dechziv, it cannot work for your shalmei simcha, as we said yesterday. Dechziv, why? Vizavachta, vizamachta. We darshan it in the same pasuk. You have the two verbs, you shall shecht it, and you shall be happy with it. Be'inon zvicha b'sha simcha v'leka. You need to shecht it at the moment, at the time that you have the chiv of simcha, and you don't have that here. You don't have zvicha b'sha simcha, because your mitzvah of simcha for sure does not start before Yantif, so that is why it is no good. It cannot be used, even though it's the same kind of carbon. Shlamim, shlamim. But still, it cannot be used because you need zvicha b'shas sivcha. And mishum chagiga, and why can't you use it for your chagiga? So that's what Rashi quoted yesterday, this Gemara. Havidavar shebechova. Your carbon chagiga is obligatory. V'chaldavar shebechova, eino ba ela menachulin. And anything that is obligatory cannot come from anything else other than chulin. And we know this, that we mentioned, if you have a chiv to bring a carbon, you cannot bring it from Meiser Behema. If I have a chiv to bring a carbon chatas, I can't bring it from a Meiser Behema. Why? Because Meiser Behema is already mechuyev. I can't double dip in my obligations. I have to only use what is chulin. That's the real mitzvah. I mentioned yesterday also, this comes up in the area of Meiser Ksafim. Right, I'm only allowed to give the chiyuv of tzedaka. Meiser Ksavim isn't really a chiyuv. As we mentioned, Rov Rishonim hold that Meiser Ksavim is a minhag tov. But what to fulfill the minhag tov, to fulfill the mitzvah derabbanan, whatever it is. Tosfos in Tainis says, quotes, maybe it's a daraisa, but that's the minority view. But whatever it is, to fulfill that, what are all the shilas about? Can I count this? Can I count that? Because whatever I'm mechuyuv to do, I cannot count. And therefore the tuition I pay for my child to go to school, that I cannot pay. I cannot use that for Meiser because I'm a chuyiv to give my child. For sure, my son, Rav Moshe Feinstein, writes in a landmark tshuva, even the daughter is Bizban Hazeh. There is a chiv upon the parent to give them the Jewish education, even though Bizman HaGemara, maybe it was not so. Only the Banim V'Labanus, Bizman Hazeh, says Rav Moshe, it is mechuyiv. But anything above and beyond what it costs to educate my child, let's say some of the tuition goes to pay for scholarships for other children, that can be counted. One has to figure out exactly how much is for others. Anytime I do not have a chiyuv to give, it's above and beyond, so then it is allowed, but if it's mechuyev, I can, because that's this principle. Kodavar shebechova ein aba ela min hachulin. So that's why this shlomim that you shechta in Erev Yantif can't work for your shalmei simcha, and also cannot work for your carbon chagiga. Says the Gemara, lema mesayalei, let's try to prove this Amar of Elazar. Let's try to see if we can find a support. V'hayisach sameach. The Pasuk says in Dvarim, you shall be only happy. Ach sameach. L'rabos leile yantif ha'achron l'simcha. This includes the last night. Yantif achron, which means the night after Sukkot. Leil shmini atzeres. Leile yantif ha'achron l'simcha. That's what it includes. Right? Rashi quotes this as an extra pasuk, because it says, v'samachta b'chagecha, and then it says, v'yisach sameach. Right? So it's an extra phrase. So it's including even the last day. Yantif achron l'simcha. What does that mean, Yantav Achron? So what are you allowed to do? What do you have to do? So Rashi quotes, the ain't simcha ela v'achila shlamim. And simcha ain't simcha ela b'basar, the shlamim. The yantav Achron gufe lo. Rashi says, though, this is only including leil shmini atzeres and not the day of. Usually we have the same halacha for the night and the day of a halachic day. Rashi says here, no, the inclusion is only the day of. Because it says twice, 7 days, 7 days. So obviously it's excluding something. So it is excluding the day of Shmini Atzeres, but the night is included. Right? It's Yom Kippur, Kavi Simcha, Umemela, Imit Shmini, but the Leil Shmini Atzeres is included. That's Rashi Shita. The dafka of the night is included, that you could continue having your shlamim. Ata omer leila yantif ha'acharon, o eino ela leila yantif harishon. Do you say the last night is included, or do you say the first night is included? Maybe I wouldn't have known that, because I would think only it starts the next day, when you could bring your shlamim. Leil, the first night, you cannot bring your shlamim. Yet, tamalobar ach chilek. Ach, we had Achilek earlier. See, earlier on Daf Hey, in a different context, splitting up Erev Pesach. But here, Achilek means I split up the first day, and I exclude the first night. My time, why is that? Why do I include the eighth, the Leil Shmini, and exclude Leil Rishon? What does Leil Shmini have that Leil Rishon doesn't have? Lav Mishum, the Eilo Bamei Yismach. Isn't that you don't have anything to be misamechin? On Leil Shmini, you have a shlamim that you could have shechted during the day of the seventh. So it's left over that night, and you can eat it. Remember, shlamim is day. So you can have it that night. But the first night, what are you going to be misamechin? Your shlamim? No, you don't have a shlamim. Why don't you have a shlamim? Your real shlamim you can't bring till tomorrow. And what are we trying to prove? We're trying to prove that your shlamim that you did Erev Yantiv doesn't work for your kiyum of Shalmei Simcha and being Misameach on Yantiv. That's the proof. The fact that we include Leil Shmini and exclude Leil Rishon, it must be, what's the difference between those two? It must be because Leil Rishon doesn't have a karbon previously, while Leil Shmini has a karbon previously. That's the suggestion.
The Shalmei Simcha also has the normal rules.
Right, of a Shlamim. Day night day. Day night day is Shalmei Simcha, Karban Chagiga, regular rules of a Shlamim.
So if Yantif would have come out, if Shmini Yetzeres comes out on Sunday.
Ah, okay, so we'll have to see. If Shmini Yetzeres would come out on a Sunday, then you would not be able to. Right, then you would. Maybe you wouldn't be allowed in that specific situation, because you wouldn't have been able to either have it that previous day. But in most years, let's say. So the Gemara says, is this a siyua to Rabbi Elazar? The Gemara says, lo. There's a different reason. You don't have to say that's the reason why we include Leil Shmini and exclude Leil Rishon. No. Kidatani time, a different reason. Mari, Salarabos, Leila Yantif, Ha'acharon. Ula Hotzi, Leila Yantif Rishon. Why do I include Leil Shmini Atzeres and exclude Leil Rishon? Marbe Ani, Leila Yantif, Ha'acharon. Sheye Simcha Lefanav. I include Leila Yantif Achron, not because there is a specific carbon, but there is Simcha. You have Yantif beforehand. So it's a Hemshech of Yantif. Once something's off the ground, you can continue it. And that's why Shmini Atzeres is a Hemshech. Umotzi, I need Leila Yantif Rishon, Shein Simcha Lefanav. And I exclude the first night where there's no Simcha Lefanav, right? It's starting the Yantif. Getting something off the ground is much harder. Continuing is one thing, but starting something is new, right? And this is the sugya in the end of Maseches Sukkah, Shmini Atzeres. How much is Shmini Atzeres a continuation of Sukkis? How much is it a regel b'fnei atzmo? The Gemara says in six ways. Pazar Kashav, it's a regel b'fnei atzmo. But on the other hand, it's Shmini. So it's connected. Even in the date, the different nuschos of tefillah, it's reflected. Shmini chago atzeres hazeh, or shmini atzeres achag hazeh. Those two phrases give off different impressions. Is it the eighth of this yantiv of Sukkis, or is it shmini atzeres hachag hazeh, something unique? So even the names tell us, but this Gemara definitely relates to it. Whether the simchas yantiv, the mitzvah of shmini atzeres, is connected to the simcha of Sukkis. Two Aharas. Number one, the Malbim. The Malbim points out, and others, that there's really a stira in Rashi. Rashi here says clearly, right, black on white, that the inclusion of Leil Shmini would only mean the night of. Right, the day of Shmini Atzeres is not included. Rashi does not say that in Maseches Sukkah. If you look in Sukkah on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, Rashi says the exact opposite. Rashi says that we'd even include the Kivan Disrabi Leila Yantif Ha'acharon Shu Tafel Kal V'Chomer Hayom Shu Iker Shechay B'Simcha. It's Mamash Astira. How do you get out of that problem? Rashi in Sukkah versus Rashi in Psachim. So if you look in the Malbim on these Psukim in Parshas Re'eh says maybe there's a difference between the eating of the Shlamim and the Shechting of the Shlamim. So he says this, says Rak. Omer shezer rak leinyin sheyizbach shlamim shemashkashav zvachta bechagecha shetismach bebaser shata mevi chagiga mimenu danu shalmi simcha v'zein emuchuyev rak zayin yamim aval besimcha muchuyev gamkein b'shmini v'al zeh amar v'yisach sameach u'bezeh tira shein sir b'divrei Rashi. Why? Shebipsachim kasav shedavka lel shmini aval lo yom shmini lo de Based pa'amim zayin yomim ksiv v'imit shmini u'besukah kasav tekolshken yom hashmini shevipsachim edaber le'inyin zvicha shlamim v'zeh eino noheg b'yom shmini dezayin yomim ksiv. You have to shecht your shlamim 7 days, and then you can partake of it that night. U'besukah medaber le'inyin simcha levad bibasar sheyesh lomar miyom shvi u'bezeh yom shvi kolshken milel shmini. But if you're eating a shlamim, so then you would be able to eat the shlamim the next day. So he said, maybe that's the difference. Our Gemara is talking about the zvicha, and the Rashi in Sukkah is talking about the eating. One suggestion, number one. Number two, the other ha'ara that the Vilna Gaon asks is, ach usually excludes. Right, we know, ach is memait, ach v'rakin are mi'utin. And here what is ach doing? Larabos. Right, ach is larabos. We're including va'isa ach sameach larabos leila yadav ach l'simcha. Where do you ever have an ach that includes? Why is it including here? We mentioned in the past the beautiful thought of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Ach and is always mima'it. Gam includes. Gam is an inclusionary word. says, what do you mean? The first word in the Torah says Rabbi Akiva Eiger is a beis. Last word in the Torah is a, last letter in the Torah, I'm sorry. First letter is a beis, last letter is a lamed. That's lev. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if you look in the letters before and after those letters, before and after lamed is kaf and mem. If you look at the letters before and after beis is aleph and gimel. So it's ach, right? You have the aleph and the chaf, and you have the gimel and the mem. Ach and gam. What does Rabbi Akiva Eiger say? Whether you are those who are marbe, the last mission Menachos, echad amarbe v'echad amamit. Whether you're marbe, which is gam, is usually in a marbe, or you are mami, you exclude, like an ach, you're minimized, obavashi yichavin libel shemayim, as long as there's lev in the middle. As long as there's a heart in the middle, ach and gam on the opposite, but lev is in the middle, obavashi yichavin libel shemayim. That's b'shem Rabbi Akiva Eiger. But either way, you see from that vort that ach is usually exclusionary. So how can ach be inclusionary here? Ach includes lele yantav achron. So the gra is quoted. It's quoted both in the Torah Tamima in Dvarim on that pasuk, and it's quoted in the Maariv Chayis on that Gemara in Sukkah. They both quote the same gra that it is excluding. What is it excluding? Shmini Atzeres, you only have simcha. You exclude everything else. Meaning, watch Shmini Atzeres, we always come to show, we feel like we're missing something. We feel like, oh, I forgot the, oh no, there's no more lulav. There's no more sukkah. There's no more, that's the ach. There's only simcha and the other mitzvos. Ach sameach. Be only sameach today. Don't be involved in mitzvos. So b'shema, I'll read it from the Maariv Chayis. B'shema go on a chassid, or in Revel Yomi, Vilna shamati. De be'emes b'yimei yontif shel chag harishonim haya mitzvah sukkah v'lulav v'simcha v'ka nomar ach sameach haynu miyut de rak simcha v'lo sukkah v'lulav v'haynu yontif achron de ein shama rak simcha v'sulo v'yimkein muchach l'rabos de simcha noeg al kalponim avala olam ach miyuta v'nachon. And I think that's a good one, says the Maariv Chayis, and again the Torah Tamima quotes the same thing in his commentary. That's how ach is a ribuy. Regarding simcha, so the first out of yontif, you don't have to be happy. There's no mitzvah simchas yontif. All the gifts I have for my wife, and I can wait. Well, assuming you give a gift on yontif. Let's say if that's tzorach simcha. But all the other foods, I should wait. So the Shakas Ari says, clearly there's a mitzvah at least derabanan of simcha on the first night. You want to say there's no mitzvah daraisa? It's excluded, says the Shakas Ari at the end of Simin Samaches. You have to say that because there are halachas, there are gemaras that talk about simcha. Right? The gemara talks about the seder. We're going to get to this gemara in Arvi Pesachim. Remember this gemara? If you drink all the dalat kosos at once, shasan bavas achas, what does the gemara say? Yidei yayin yatsa, yidei kosos lo yatsa. The Rashbam says, simchas yantif, you're not yotze. You drink all of them at once? It's the Seder. It's the first out of Yantif. What kind of Simchas Yantif is there? What's the Rashbam talking about? What's the Gemara talking about? There must be at least some level of Simcha. You're not, maybe not Daraisa, said the Shakas Aryeh, but at least on a Drabanan level. Good. One final Ha'ara, and that is from Reb Chaim. Beautiful Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, he doesn't mean me to say it's beautiful, but says Reb Chaim in the Gracha Lashask, and this is where a lot of the action is on today's daf. Simchas Yantif. Says Reb Chaim, in two pieces, this is basically the same thing, two in a row, Simin Samaches and Os Samachtes. Says, first he quotes the Shagas Aryeh. He says, Mavur beGemara Zu, he says in the Gemara in Sukkah, that the Beleli of the Rishon Shachag Einu Chayev B'Simcha B'Torah. As we know, the Gemara says, there's no Simcha on the first night. Ask the Shagas Aryeh, if there's no, simple question, if there's no Simchas Yantiv De Oraisa on the first night, how does that break Avelos? We know Shiva is broken by Yantif. So how is Shiva broken? Shiva should be broken the next morning. Should be broken the night before. If you hold, especially, let's say, add this in. If you hold like the Rishonim, like the Rambam, like the Rif, that Avelus, at least Yom Rishon is Doraisa, and let's say the Rishonim, let's say it's even more. Or let's say even if it's Drabanan. But if it's Drabanan, if there's nothing, so then how could Yantif, the Lel Yantif, break Avelus? The Shakazai has that question. Hey, Asi Yasei Drabanan, Shal Simchas Chag, Balayla Rishon, Vadachi Yasei Shal Torah, Davelus. How does it break it? So he has a problem. Says Reb Chaim, I don't have a problem. Why? Because you have to understand what the Gemara is talking about. And in classic style, Reb Chaim says, there are two elements and types of Simchas Yantif. When the Gemara says there's no Simchas Yontif on the first side of Yontif, that's talking about carbon-connected Simcha. That's what there isn't. But separate, what, being happy with your family and being happy with good food, right, post-Pesach Mikdash, of course that applies on a Daraisa level on the first side of Yontif. Says Reb Chaim, what does the Gemara say in Pesachim? Bizman she beis hamikdash haya kayam, ein simcha ela babasar. There's only simple with meat. V'yachshav she ein beis hamikdash kayam, ein simcha ela b'yayin. So what changed? Today there's no simcha. So you should say there's no simcha today bizman hazeh. No, what is the Gemara saying? Depends where you are. Depends who you are. Mevor b'dasa Gemara, says Reb Chaim, de'ika trei chiyuve simcha. There are two elements and types of simchas yantif. Chada simcha de basar karbonos. Va'od simcha bidvarim shel chol. Va'hainu yayin ubig deit sivonim. Right? Nice clothing. Ashel afiza nirav omar. Tahad amrin on that which we say in Surah and Psachim. Our Gemara! This whole, you can't learn this Gemara without Reb Chaim. The whole Gemara here that talks about that the first side of Yontif does not have simcha, Rishum Delecha Simcha Lafanov, Nomar Rak Ladin Simcha de Karbanos, Ach Lagabe Din Asimcha Bidvarim Shalchol, wine and buy nice clothes for your wife, Lo Nomar Haitsna'a de Simcha Lafanov, Vishaper Chaye Belaila Harishon Shal Yontif Bidin Simcha Hasheni, Vahua Simcha de Yain Ubig de Tzavonim. That's Reb Chaim, not connected to Karbanos. And that's why Bizman Hazeh, you could have Simchas Yontif Daraisa. Like the Rambam Shita against Tosfos, which we'll mention soon. But that's what he says. It could be Simchas Yontif Daraisa. And then he quotes even a Pshat of a Medrash. Very un-Reb Chaim-like. Very un-Reb Chaim-like quotes. He says, and this explains the Yalkut in Parshas Pinchas. The Yalkut. How many Yalkuts according to the Grach HaLashas? I'm not sure. But here's one. The Yalkut says, listen to this Yalkut. He says, Shmini Atzeres Mai Nihu. The whole sukkahs were tarred in the karbanos of the other nations, the 70 animals. The kivin sheyatsu shivas yemei achag. One sukkah leaves. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Aniva atem nisbach yachad. Okay, it's time for us to have simcha. Right, Shmini Atzeres. It's the simcha of Hashem. Ve'eni matriach aleichem harbei el apar echad. One animal, as we know, the karbanos go down every day of sukkahs, but one on Shmini Atzeres, because we're like Parechad, we're like connected to Hashem. Kiva Chasham Yisrael Kach, once when Yisrael heard this, they started celebrating. His Chilu Makalsan Lakadish Baruch, Yomrim, Ze Ayom Asa Hashem Nagilu Vizbachabo. So far, so good. Amr Yavin, but the last line. Viadayin Ein Anu Yovdim Bamelis Smoach. But we still don't know how to be Mesameach. In Bakadish Baruch, O Bayom. In Hashem, or in the day. Ubash Shlomo, and Shlomo said, Nagilu v'nismachabach, Bakadosh Baruch Hu. And Shlomo said, in Hashem. What does all that mean, the last line? But we didn't know. Yusha Shmiya says, we didn't know if the simcha is with Hashem or with the day. And Shlomo says, Nagilu v'nismachabach, no, it's with Hashem. Explains Reb Chaim, Api, many svarim, Shmini Atzeres was really supposed to be 50 days after Sukkot, just like Atzeres of Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach. There's supposed to be a big break. What's the problem? The weather. Pesach is during the springtime. Okay, the roads are okay. You go further, you come back 50 days later. But Sukkot, the winter, the rainy season, it's too hard. You're going to have to come back after the rainy season. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was mocked him. Kadosh Baruch Hu was mocking him and said, okay, you can do it. You can do Shmini Atzeres right away afterwards. It's still called Atzeres. Atzeres of the Torah and Atzeres of Chazal, right? They're both called Atzeres. But the question is, did it change its nature when it was moved up? Meaning, we just said, Simcha Lafanov, that's a din of Simcha of Karbanos. There's no Simcha Lafanov when it's its own separate. So, the night of Shmini Atzeres, that's what Bnei Yisrael were wondering. That's what gives shot of the Medrash. When Shmini Atzeres would have been 50 days later, where there's no carbon the day before, then you know, you just have Simcha part two. Mashenki, now that you were mocked in it, so did it change its type of Simcha because now it has Karbanos Lefanov? Or not? That's the question. Is it a Simcha Bakadosh Baruch Hu, which means Karbanos, or Bo in the day itself, separate? And that's what Nagidim Nizvachabo, it's both Simchas Yantiv, even the Simchav Karbanas, and that's the Larabos Lili Yantiv Akron. That's exactly what our Gemara was talking about. That's Reb Chaim right here, explaining the Yalkut in the end of Parshas Pinchas. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, you didn't think you have a Gadatah from Reb Chaim Brisker today, but there it is. Says the Gemara, Masiv Rav Yosef. So what did we do so far? We had a statement of Ula Amar Rabbi Elazar. Ula said in the name of Rabbi Elazar that if you shecht the carbon shlamim on Erev Yantif, you cannot use it for any of your obligations on Yantif. Not for the Chagiga and not for the Shalmi Simcha. We just tried to bring a proof to that, and we rejected the proof. So now we're going to try to bring a question on it. Masav Rav Yosef, Chagigas Arbaasar, as we said yesterday, Yotzi Ba Mishim Simcha, Vein Yotzi Ba Mishim Chagiga. The Chagiga of the 14th, you can use for your Simcha Karban, Shalmi Simcha, but not for your Chagiga. So I already explained the Maskan of this Gemara, but let's try to forget what we said yesterday. When did you shech this Chagigas Yudalin? The Havamini is that you shechted it on Yudalid. And you could use it for your Shalmi Simcha tomorrow. Amai, Habinan Zvicha Besha Simcha Veleka. But you need Zvicha Besha Simcha. So Amar Avidi Bar Avin, Sheike Veshachta. No, we misunderstood. You didn't shecht it yet. You had designated it for your Chagigas Yudalid, but you didn't get around to it. You didn't need it. So that's the case. That you could use that on Yantiv. You didn't shecht it yet. So that's nothing to do with Rabbi Lazar's statement. Amar Avash, Yachanami Mistavra. It also makes sense that this is the case. Because if you don't say this, if you say that line, that brisa, chagigus yodalad, you could use mishum simcha, was shechted on erev Pesach, but hamasnisa maktanila. What did we say yesterday? That brisa is whose opinion? Ben tema, pasalei balina. Ben tema says that the chagigus yodalad has the same halachas as the current Pesach. You have to eat it till that night. Till Chatzos, till the next morning. So, of course you cannot use it the next day for your Shalmei Simcha. Shema Mina, that's how you know it must be that this Brice is talking about a case where you never ended up shechting your Chagigas Yodalin until the next day. Period. Next try. Next question on this. Masiv Rava, HaHalel via Simcha Shmona, the Mishnah in Sukkah. The end, right? Halel and Simcha are for 8 days. 8 days of Sukkahs, you say Halel. As we know, in contrast to Pesach, Pesach only has 1 day, and Sukkot has the whole week. Why? The Gemara in Arachin and Daf Yud says because Chalukin Karban Osehen, as we were just talking about, Sukkot has a unique carbon every day, which reflects a unique Kedushas Hayom. That's why he gets his Ahalel every day. Mashenkein Pesach. Hashenke Pesach only gets one. That's the Gemara. The Medrash gives a different reason. The Medrash says, well, we're not going to say Hallel the last day of Pesach because Masayah Tuim Bayam Vatenum Shira, because it's not appropriate when all the Mitzrayim are dying. And once we don't say it on the last day of Yontif, so you can't say it on Cholam Oed because Cholam Oed can't be more Chomer than Yontif, and that's why Hallel is knocked out the rest of Pesach. So two different reasons, one given in the Gemara, I won't give it in the Medrash. That's Hallel. But Simcha, the Mishnah says, is for 8 days. Ve'i amit be'inan zvicha b'sha'a simcha. But if you say that you always need zvicha b'sha'a simcha, but 1 minute. Hazimnin sagiyin, often, delo mishkachas lo'el shiva. Often you have simcha on Sukkot only 7 days. Meaning you're not going to have a shlamim. Kigon, shachal yantif harishon liyas b'shabbos. Yantav Rishon is on Shabbos, and the night before you couldn't shecht it because you have to shecht the b'sha'as simcha, so it's out, right? You can't have it then, so therefore you only have 7 days, right? You can't do anything on Shabbos. You can't shecht it before. So when are you going to be able to shecht your carbon chagiga first time? On day two of Sukkot, so it's only going to be 7 days. So how can the Mishnah say 8? Unless, so you must be wrong, Rav Elazar. It must be you could shecht it even on Erev Yantif. And then use it for the next day. So no, Amar Rav Huna, Brei Rabbi Yehuda, no. Misamcho b'siri heragalim. Maybe you could be, you can't bring your chagiga, you're right. But you could bring your siri heragalim, the carbon musufs, right? And the other carbonos chatos, that, not olas, olas are not eaten. But the carbonos chatos that are brought on Yadav, even when it falls out on Shabbos, so you're gonna be able to eat that. So that will be your simcha that day. You're right, you won't be able to bring the shlomims, but you'll bring these. Amar Rava, shtei tshuvas bedavar. I don't like that for 2 reasons, says Rava. Chada, number one, it's Shabbos. So you bring your chatas. Tisirei aragolim, chai ne'echolin, svi'ei ne'echolin. Remember, you can't cook those animals on Shabbos. If you want to cook them, you got to wait till that night. So how are you going to eat them by day? You can eat them raw. You're just going to cut them up and eat raw meat? You're going to have a lot of simcha with that. Is that tasty? So, v'simcha b'chai leka. There's no simcha when it comes to chai. But the fact that the Gemara only says when there's no simcha, it's mashba that it is a maisa achila. It's just that you're not going to have simcha from that type of eating. which the Achronim wonder about, because if you remember, we had back in the second Perek, if you eat certain raw items, chelev chai, you're not going to get malchus for that. That's considered achila she'elo kederech. We spoke over there about different types of shlo kederech. So the Achronim asked, how could the Gemara here say it's only a problem of simcha, which is mashmed izim, if I eat a piece of raw meat? Is that called eating? Let's say I eat a piece of treif raw meat. Pashas the Gemara second Perek, I'm not going to get malchus for that. That's eino kederech. Not normal. Mashekin here, it sounds like that it is a Maisa Achila. So some say maybe it's connected to the thought of the Beis HaLevi that I think we mentioned this earlier in the Masechta as well. And that is, it could be by karbanos, the mitzvah isn't so much the Maisa Achila to eat it, but to have it eaten. The result. Where did the Beis HaLevi mention this? In the context of Chatzi Shir. The Gemara in Maseches Yuma, the Flamites, seems to say that by the lechem upon him, there's even a mitzvah if the kohanim get less than a kezias. Less than a kezias, that's not a mitzvah. So explains the Beis HaLevi, explains the Chassam Sofer and others that, no, because the mitzvah by karbanos, by kachim, is that all the kohanim together should make sure it's eaten. Not that you have to eat it. That's why even ketanim might be able to take part in it. It's result-oriented. So maybe there's more flexibility when it's result-oriented, even in terms of eating chai. You're right, it's not maisa achila per se for the gavra. But is it considered eaten? The result? So maybe in Achinami. Maybe Achinami, that's considered eaten. That's the Beis HaLevi. If you want to look it up, in Chelek Aleph, Simon Beis O'Zayin, where he says, by all karbanos except for one, that's what we say. Achilek bein mitzvahs achilas kachem, mitzvahs achilas pesach, dira pashat, debe pesach u matzah, havi chiyav al ha'adam, tu mechuyav lecho pesach. Korban pesach is different. Pesach, it's chiyav gavra. Everybody has to eat it. Avo mishem hachiv, yi lesen kezayis, is loshme achila. Avo mitzvahs achilas kachim in general, halo avi mitzvah klau al adam miyuchad. To halo avi chiyuva akar kafta de gavra, rak ha mitzvah de besar kachim yi yu ne echolin. Umisha yesh lo besar kodesh, harishus biyado, litzno la acher lo achlo. It's a mitzvah, you can give it to somebody else. Gamkein mekuyam mitzvah zuvim kein, even if you eat less than a kezayis. That's why he explains, the Rambam holds that Karban Pesach has a separate mitzvah saseh for shchita and achila. And by all other karbanos, there's no separate mitzvah. Some sofer says the same thing in the Tshuva, but that is possibly how you can answer this question. About eating it raw, it's only a problem of simcha. So back to Rava. So Rava says, number one, there's no simcha there. So how can you say that you're going to be yotzi with the Karban Chatas? The Ode, number two, Kohanim ochlim, v'yisrael b'masmechim. Who's going to eat the chatas? It's kachim kachim. Only male kohanim can eat it. So that's considered simcha for shmona, for all of Klal Yisrael. Vicariously, if I know the kohanim are eating it, then I'm happy. That doesn't work. So Rava says, I don't think you could say that's what you're being mesameachin. Now Goli Sasha says, the havamina has to be that there was achdus. And the feeling of his eating is good enough for me. That's simcha. Anyway, it's difficult. So El Amar of Papa, Rav Papa says, mesamcho, biksus nekiyav yayin yashan. It must be through the other elements of simcha. Through the other elements of simcha, that's what is meant by the Mishnah of halal v'simcha shmona. But again, it's no kasha or no proof to the original shita of Rebbe Lazar. Again, does this mean a separate type of simcha, like Reb Chaim said? Separate din of simcha? Or, you know, it's what's left. You can't do the ikr din in simcha l'babasar, b'basar shlamim, but this is what is left. Again, I alluded to it before, but just to mention it again, Bizman hazeh, is there a mitzvah of simchas yandav daraisa? So that is a machlokas rishonim. Tosfos, Bali Tosfos hold no. Bali Tosfos hold there's no simchas yandav daraisa today because simchas yandav needs the carbon, and because you don't have the carbon today, so there is no simchas yantiv bizman hazeh. That is Tosfos and Masechas Moikatan, Daf Yudalid, simchas haregel nami derabanan, right, the simcha of, that we say, of wine and family and everything else, that is only derabanan, bizman hazeh. And the Rambam is clearly against, beferish. The Rambam says explicitly that simcha bizman hazeh applies, chai v'kayam. The Rambam says, shivas yimei ha-pesach, vishmonas yimei ha-chag, im sha'ar yamim tovim. That's an amazing line. Right? What does that mean? It's Pesach, Sukkot, and the other Yom Tovs. How many more are there? How many more? Shavuos? Is that the only thing that's included? So then why did he just say Shavuos? That would have been shorter. Is he including here Rosh Hashanah? Yom Kippur? Right? The Rambam says in Hilchos Chanukah that those are days, you don't say Halok, because there's not days of Simcha Yaseira. So is he including that here in Hilchos Yom Tov? That's fascinating. The Rambam says Vav Yud Zayin. Or is he just saying that Shavuos has a Simchas Yontif, but it's not like a Simchas Yontif like the other two? So that's why it doesn't mesh. It's more of a generic Simcha rather than Simcha uniquely to the Chag. So he says 7 days of Pesach, 8 days of Sukkot, with the other days Kulam Asurim Behesped V'Tainus. Okay, the Chayav Adam Lios Ben Sameach V'Tov Leiv Hu Ubanav V'Ishto Ubnei Beiso V'Chol Hanil V'Malav Shenemar V'Samachta V'Chagecha Af Al Pisha Simcha Amurakani Karben Shlamim Yesh Bechlalos Simcha L'Smach Hu Ubanav Ubnei Beiso Kol Echad V'Echad Karaylo. How you buy your kids things, you buy your wife things, you buy this, you buy good food V'Chulu. That is the Rambam, clearly Hilchas Yantif, Simchas Yantif, and the Rambam said it's parallel to Oneg Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos, you have to eat, you have to drink the three meals, the wine. So the Rambam said the same thing on Yontif, right? We go most of the way. Interesting why we don't go the whole way. Just like we have Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos, we have Lechem Mishnah on Yontif. Just like we have a Koveya Suuda on wine on Shabbos, we're Koveya Suuda on wine on Yontif. The Rambam holds you also have Shalosh Shudas on Yontif. It's a big mystery why we don't, right? Once you're comparing all about what happened to Shalosh Shudas. So we say, because if you have a 3-day yontif, 9 meals, we'd go crazy. Okay, but that's a lamaisa. But halachically, why not? So that's a good question. Good question. The minog is to have Shalosh Shudas on the last day of Pesach. Both Chasidim and Mesnagdim, it's the day of Achtos, it's the Sudas on Mashiach. We have one extra meal of matzah, so we have Ne'ilah Sachag on the last day of Pesach. It is not Mechuyev. So, okay. But either way, that is Simchas Yontif. The Rambam holds that it is De'oraisa. The Shagas Aryeh in a different Shuvah has a beautiful Lashon of this at the end of Simen Samachay. There the Shagas Aryeh says, V'taymo shol davar, demitzvah zaseh shol simcha noeg min ha-Torah, b'chol minei smachas, nirali mishum, demitzvah simcha shenisafinu beregel, eino simcha pratis, ela simcha klolis, shemechuyev l'smach b'yantif, b'chol minei simcha sheyicholas b'yadu l'smoach. Velo dami l'shar mitzvos sheshavin b'chol adam. Most mitzvos were told exactly what to do. Sheikalula, blow shofar, where it sits is, where it fillin. Here, it's totally subjective. Simcha zu kol adam v'adam mechuyev l'smach kefi yechalto ulefi rov ashro. And therefore it says, you have to do whatever makes you happy. The Chashukei Chemed here has a shaila. A couple only has money to buy one person clothes. Who gets it? The wife or the husband? Either the wife could buy a new one or the husband. And the wife says that the husband should buy, and the husband says that the wife should buy. Baruch Hashem. Right? They're each fighting with each other. No you, no you. So the Chashukei Chemed says the wife wins. No, the wife wins that the husband wins. The husband wins that the wife gets, the husband wins that the wife buys the clothing. Because, he quotes the Kafachayim, in Simen Chavdalit, Binyin Ma'achol, Ha'ish Kodem Le'isha, Le'echol Me'amuvchar. Ach Binyin Ha'mabushim, Ha'isha Kodem Slabayla. She'asala Mabushim Nan. Okay? So, in that case, it's not only good policy, it's maybe even halachic. Okay, we continue now. Kiasa Ravins, that was all Ula in the name of Rebbe Lazar. Kiyasa Ravin Amar Rebbe Lazar. Ravin says in the name of Rebbe Lazar differently. Shlamim Sheshach Lamer of Yantif Yotze by Mishum Simcha. Then Yotze Mishum Chagiga. You can use a Shlamim Shechlin and Erev Yantif for your Shalmi Simcha. Yotze Mishum Simcha. Why? Lo Be'inan Zvicha B'Sha Simcha. This second version, you don't need Zvicha at the time of Simcha. V'lo Mishum Chagiga. Havidav Shebechova. V'chodav Shebechova. So he agrees the second half is the same, the first half is not. The next eight lines are the exact same Shachlavatari that we had up above. But the questions are going to be proofs, and the proof is going to be a question. Right? Same thing. So my timer. Why do you include last night and not first night? Isn't it because you don't have what to be misameach in? You weren't allowed to bring the carbon earlier. So this is now a kasha on the second version of Rebbe Lazar. Lo, Kidetanya. Maybe there's a different reason, as we said. Mar Yisla Rabos Leili Yontav Achron. Ulahotzi Leili Yontav Arishon. Mar Bani Leili Yontav Achron. Sheyesh Simcha Lefanav. Umotzi Ani Leili Yontav Arishon. Sheein Simcha Lefanav. Fine. Next. Amar of Kahana. Nulon. Minayin. We don't quote the other ones. Minayin Le Murei Chagigas Chamisha Asar. Shenef Salam Belina. How do I know that the fats of the real carbon Chagiga, Tetzvav, You bring a Karban Chagiga on the first day of Yontif. How do I know that you have to burn the fats that night? They're Nifsal Balina. Meaning, even though you have an extra, another day to eat the meat, Shlamim is day night day, but the fats have to be burned right away. They're Nifsal Balina. How do I know that? That's Rashi, even though the eating is an extra day. And Tosfos has an important line here, bottom line in Tosfos. This is going to be the source for all Karbanos, not just the Chagiga. Me'ocha nafka kol emurin. All fats of a shlamim have to be burned that day, right? They're nifsabalina. How do you know? Shenemar velo yalin chaylev chagiyad boker. Don't leave over the fats of my karban until the morning. V'samech lei rachis. And it says rachis, the first one, right? So that word we assume is modifying what was just said. Lameimra dahai boker boker rishon. That morning that you can't leave it over till is the first morning because you have the word boker right next to the word rachis. Period. Maskev l'Rav Yosef. 1 second. Time at the cuts of rachis. The only reason we say that boker means the first is because it says the word rachis. Halokas of rachis. If it wouldn't have said rachis, hava amina, my boker, boker, sheni, I would have said it means the second boker, that you would be able to have the fast until the next morning. So that would be the opposite direction, right? How long do you have to eat the meat? Day, night, day, and then the chelav you would have more time till the second morning. Mi ikamidi. Where do you ever find the basar ifsale meurta? The basar, the meat of a karban, you would be pasul at night, right? Day, night, day, the end of the second day. The emurin not safra, and the fat you would have until the following morning. So that would be your havamina. So even without the word rachis, you would know boker means the first boker. So I don't understand the drasha. So Amalei Abaya, Alamalo, what's the problem? You find elsewhere that eating ends earlier. Vahare Pesach, Reb Elazar ben Azariah. The machlokas we're going to have at the end of the Masechta. What does Reb Elazar ben Azariah say about the Karban Pesach? De basar ifsolei mechatzos. You have to finish it, the Karban Pesach by chatzos. Veimur hatzafra. So you see it till the morning. So what's the problem? There's nothing wrong. Boker, I would have thought the second morning. And the word rachis comes to teach me the first one. Amarava, Rav Yosef Hachagachalei. No, I'm sorry. Let me explain what his problem was. This was the problem with the drasha. Mi ikamidi de ilutana lebasar lo ba'i rachis v'rafkahana le'emurin ba'i rachis. The following Tana did not require the word rachis to teach me the first morning, and Rav Kahana required rachis to teach me. Where is this opinion that you don't need the word rachis for the first morning? My hidatanya. The following brisa. We're going to quote the whole brisa, and the proof is not going to be until the last, you can turn the page, until the last two words, lines before the Mishnah. But first we're going to quote the whole brisa and explain it a little bit, and then at the end, you'll see what his problem was, which will not be answered. We're just going to quote the problem. But let's see. So, my hidatanya. Lo yalim in abasar shetis bach pa'er. Bayom arishon laboker. The pasuk says, do not leave over meat that you shecht at night. Bayom arishon. On the first day, laboker. Do not leave it over. What carbon are we talking about here? Limin al chagigas yudalin. We're talking about the chagiga that goes with the carbon pesach. Chagigas yudalin. Shene echeles l'shne yamin v'layla echad. That is eaten for 2 days and one night. The chagigas yudalin. You have day, night, day, right? This is not bentema. You have day, night, day. Oh, eino elo liyom v'layla. Or maybe no. Maybe you only have day and night to eat the chagigas yudalin. Right? What does it mean? Don't leave it over. Which morning? So which one is it? Is it day, night, day, or just day and night? Kishu omer bayom arishon. So when it says bayom arishon at the end of this pasuk, hari boker sheni amur. So that's already means you have till the second day. So now the Gemara says, oh, eino elo boker rishon. But maybe not. What do you mean maybe not? We just proved it from the pasuk that it is. So we're going to talk. Well, the Gemara is going to explain how to read this brisa. Maybe it means the first one. And how do we know though? We know there's a halacha that you can eat a chagiga for day, night, day. So if this pasuk refers to day, night, what would you do with that? Chutz mizu, a different one, a different chagiga. Kishu omer bo im neder o nedava. But the fact they have the other pasuk. That teaches me day, night, day. So, how do you understand this brisa? So, we're going to go through each part. And then we're going to show how this brisa relates to what we're talking about. Right? That was the first. The Brisa started off by saying it means day, night, day. Oh, maybe not. What do you mean? What do you mean? Maybe not. Ha'amrit. We just said k'shu omer b'yom arishon hari boker sheni amur. We just said it means second morning. So what are you going back and then saying? Oh, maybe not. Hachi ka'amar. Oh, eino ella b'shtei chagigos akasa medaber. Ooh, maybe the Gemara, the pasuk, is referring to two different chagigos. Achas chagigas yudalid, the achas chagigas tesov. The 14th one brought with the Pesach, and the 15th. Vizu lebokra, vizu lebokra. And maybe each boker and Yom Rishon of the Pasuk is respectively. Each chagiga only gets till its morning. Rashi quotes, if you look at Rashi here for a minute, four lines down from where we are in Rashi. V'achimash makra, lo yalin mi besar chagigas yudalid, asher tizbach ba'erev, v'stam lina lebokra mashma, ume osa she tizbach ba'yom arishon, v'ayinu chagigas chemisha asar, lo yalin lebokra shoshisa asar. Meaning you split the pasuk, and you only have till the first morning of each respective karban. That's what the Baraisa means. And then the Baraisa, back to the Gemara now, hadar amar, no. But then we say no. But you have another pasuk, Ela Dekai Malan. If you say that this pasuk is referring to both of Chagigas, Ela Dekai Malan, Chagiga Hanel Chaos, L'shteyam V'alayla Echad. So what do you, we know there's a besot, we know that's a halacha. There is some Chagiga, there's some Chagiga out there that you can eat for day night day. Im Kenim Neder O Nedava B'mai. What is that pasuk that says that talking about? That's in Parsha Sav. I chagigas yudalid haksiv b'yom v'layla. I chagigas tesvav haksiv b'yom v'layla. So what is that other pasuk in Sav talking about that says day night day? Ela hai. So what must you say, explaining the Braisa? Ela hai la chagigas tesvav. It must be this latter pasuk from Sav is talking about the regular carbon chagiga, day night day, the heich kule kra, and the entire former pasuk, the one on top, the chagigas yudalid, li meida chagigas yudalid, shenachel shosheyam im v'layla echad. So now we understand what the Braisa means, right? Day, night, day for every carbon chagiga. Says the Gemara now. Taima dechsev by, so now we get to why we brought this Braisa. Taima dechsev by Yom HaRishon LaBoker. Why do we say that this pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, that's talking about chagigas yudalid, is day, night, day? Because it says by the extra by Yom HaRishon LaBoker, to my boker, boker sheni. But hakal hecha dechse boker. But if it would have just said boker without the extra phrase yom rishon, stama boker rishon, you would have interpreted that as boker rishon. V'yafal dav d'lok sub kasabe reishis. Even though it doesn't say the word reishis, so this tana would have said basar is boker rishon, and you're telling without the word reishis. And you're telling me by Chelev, you need the word reishis to teach me boker rishon. That was the problem that Rav Yosef had with the previous drasha. Either way, that is the Gemara. Hashem, the next Mishnah you can't do without the following Gemaras. Hashem, we'll start tomorrow, the next time, with the new Mishnah. Again, we learned that Reb Chaim today with the Yalkut. We learned the Beis Halevi, the Shagas Aryeh, a lot of Simchas Yontif. Also, by the way, just I forgot to mention the Machlokas Rambam and Tosfos about that Gemara and Moed Katan, whether there is Simchas Yontif Daraisa or Drabana today. It's Lishitasam, in understanding that Gemara, because it's a parallel machlokas about Avelis. Is Avelis Daraisa? The Rambam says Avelis is Daraisa, and Simchas Yontif is Daraisa. Bali Tosfos hold all Avelis is Darabanan. All of it. Even Yom Rishon. And that's how that Gemara, which compares Avelis and Simcha, Tosfos says Avelis is Darabanan, and Simchas Yontif is Darabanan. The Rambam holds Avelis is Daraisa, and Simchas Yontif is Daraisa. Okay, the Rambam, by the way, only holds Avelis is Daraisa first day. First day, which is Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura. If there's a separation, then there's no Avelis Daraisa. But that's the machlokas between the Rambam and Baal Tosfos, both regarding Avelis and regarding Simchas Yontif. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a good Shabbos. And Hashem, Sunday's daf again will be, we're going to be doing Motzi Shabbos. Motzi Shabbos, before Slichas, 10:30. 10:30 we'll be doing Sunday's daf.